So the idea with this walk is part of it is inspired by the Green Zones project. The idea, these moments of wonder in the Nisara forest. So just appreciating the diversity here and the greenscape here. But we're also doing something a little bit different, which is that we're going to do this exploration using our senses, and sometimes maybe in ways we're not used to using our senses. So there's a whole meditative exploration component to this. It means that these are our other MCs here in the background. It means that some of the, I'll cue you guys, but there's going to be a partner. At some point you're going to get into partners, and another point you'll be moving quite slowly and exploring very small areas, as well as wider areas. So I think that's probably the best enough to say for now. The very first thing I was going to do actually was get us to work with sound. So this is perfect. So before we go anywhere, let's all close our eyes. We're only going to be doing this for a little while, so get yourself comfortable in a good standing position. So we're here at the head of the trail, just by the Tikka Massage. So you can close your eyes. We're going to start by exploring sound, and it turns out there's different ways to listen. So the first way to listen is to zoom out and to really zoom out and zoom into sounds themselves. So to really get curious about the texture of what is out there. So the subtlest sounds possible. So try this for a little while, really listening to the full 360-degree soundscape. We have some monkeys here to give us some objects right at the start. Listening to sounds and how sounds may create other sounds or may mask subtler sounds. They say the sounds give us the story of the forest, the different animal calls and bird calls. Some are mating calls, some are nursing calls. The whole story of the forest, that what's happening in the tapestry and underneath is in these sounds. So what other sounds are there? What stories are emerging from the sounds you're hearing? What stories are getting triggered in the mind's eye? So let's change the way we listen slightly. Can you zoom out your auditory attention to cover the widest possible space. So it's not so much that you're plunging into each of these sounds, but instead you're letting them come to you. Sort of softening the face, softening any expectation of sounds. Okay, good. So I'll let you guys open your eyes and probably curious about what's going on here. They're up there. There's one right there. So let's start to walk into our trail a little bit. We're going to walk for a little bit. Just as you're walking, just listening to what's going on around. And we get to another spot, we're going to shift into a different mode here. So our trail's right here. We're going to start to work with texture. So we'll start with the actual walking meditation. So it means as we walk, just walking normally along here, as you're walking, you're just noticing the feeling of the feet on the ground and really exploring the sense of moving through a soundscape and apparently the territory of a bunch of monkeys, a bunch of howlers. Okay, when you guys are ready, we'll just meet here for a moment. So we're going to move into the next part, which is an exploration of texture. For this, you need to find a partner. So I'll be somebody's partner, and there's enough for everyone to partner off. And the idea is basically that your partner is your eyes, and you are the hands. So you'll choose who goes first, and one person's going to close their eyes, and the other person is going to gently guide their hand, either bring to them or guide their hand towards various textures of different things that they're going to be feeling. So as the person who's doing this, you want to be obviously mindful. You don't want to jam their finger into a giant thorn or into the mouth of a monkey. So, but the idea is that you will really want to train your attention and try to figure out what it is that you're feeling. Try to see if you can create an image of what it is you're feeling. And for the partner, the person doing the guiding, choose interesting textures. Choose things that they might not know what they are. And we're going to explore this aspect of our senses as one way of learning a little bit about the natural world. We'll just do it for a few minutes. When we come to a good place, we're going to switch to a different mode. We're going to switch into sight now. And there's lots of different ways to explore seeing and the ways we see. So I think the way we'll start out is we're going to explore this idea of the observer. We're going to explore the typical way in which sort of the field naturalist pays attention. So I'm going to give you guys a quote to kind of get you inspired. That's by an American, famous American naturalist named John Burroughs. So he was a 19th century American naturalist. And the quote is, "Can you bring all your faculties to the front, like a house with many faces at the doors and windows? Or do you live retired within yourself, shut up within your own meditations?" So he obviously could have been a meditation teacher, this guy. And his idea was that he wrote again, "The thinker puts all the powers of the mind in reflection. The observer puts all the powers of his mind in perception. So every faculty directed outward." So what I want you guys to do is go off on your own, but I want you to try to find 1 square foot, a single square foot area whether it's a little bit in the forest or on the path or whether it's on a tree, and get incredibly curious about the square foot. Try to stay sort of within a relatively, so you can all hear my voice, because I'm going to give you some other bits of guidance. But the idea is to really explore and see how much you can see within this one square foot. So let's maybe move up a bit. Your square foot can be in the air, can be on the ground, it can be against a tree. Just about noticing details. They call this egocentric attention, because it's focal attention, central, reaching out with your mind. So we're going to go a little bit deeper, and we're going to see if we can sort of start to use our ecological eyes. So stay with your square space, but begin to explore the connections between things. So how is what you're looking at connected to the things around it? And for this, you can use all your senses. You can use, or you can bring your attention to shifting patterns of lights and shadow. You can notice the wind, moisture, dryness, and smells. Bringing all your senses to bear in this one place. What is coming into this space? What's leaving this space? Where are the connections? And what's the relationship between the different elements that you're seeing? I'm going to give a meditation cue here, which is to get curious about the difference between your idea that you may know exactly what you're looking at versus your actual experience, your actual multi-sensory experience. What if you didn't know what it was you were looking at? I mean, really didn't know. So each element, you're seeing it for the first time. How does that change the experience, if at all? And just be curious, when you feel like you know the thing, what does that do to your sense of curiosity, of mystery? And just explore, can you maintain interest even when it feels like you've come to the end of your exploration? Yeah, if you want, you can take off your shoes. My friend David Abram, he talks about feet as these downturned hands. So these, that your feet are sensing, little sensing animals. Can you sense the ground with your feet? So we're going to explore even deeper. We're going to go into what's called the participatory mode of perception. So I want to just, we can all kind of walk together here. And we'll kind of explore, we'll walk across this bridge here. But as we're walking, I want you to put a few interesting practices into, see if you can explore these practices. And the practice is basically, can you begin to see yourself as part of this experience? That is to say, part of what you're, the nature, that you're actually in relationship to this nature. You're not just observing it and it's just like an object in an art gallery. That in some subtle ways, the experience is interacting with you, that the nature itself is interacting with you. So let's walk for a little bit and we'll try this. I'll try to give you a few cues around this because it's a very subtle kind of way of... The first cue is to shift the way you're looking. So we talk about a different mode of of paying attention, which is to shift to your peripheral vision. So instead of looking centrally, you're kind of really broadening your focus and kind of letting the periphery come into play. And the idea is that this is a more receptive form of attention. So obviously be careful where you're going, but and if you're walking with your bare feet, that's great, or even with shoes. The other thing we can do is begin to feel that as you're touching the ground is touching you back up. So your own feet are being touched by the earth, just like the air is sampling your skin. So that slight breeze isn't just you feeling the breeze, but the breeze is feeling you. Just exploring these strange ideas. The gaze is wide. Instead of going out and grab nature, nature's coming to you. Nature's reaching up and touching your feet, and it's feeling your skin. Sort of feeling into how you're in relationship with nature, with this scene. Like not so much thinking about it, but just kind of experiencing it. I'll give you a quote from my friend David Abram. He says, "The human body is not an enclosed or static object, but an open, unfinished entity, utterly entwined with soils, waters, winds that move through it." So a wild creature whose life is contingent upon the multiple other lives that surround it and the shifting flows that surge through it. So just this idea that the sensing body, it's a kind of open circuit. That even as you sense, you're being sensed by the dog in the distance. Maybe by some of the vegetation in some way. So how does it change the experience knowing that you're being seen? That you're being looked at? Whenever you remember it, just sort of using that peripheral vision. How does using your peripheral vision change the experience? Does it feel different looking in this way? When you look at the Earth from space, there's the thin layer of atmosphere. It looks like water. So think of it, what if you're not really on the land, but in it? We're like swimming in the atmosphere of... had another thought too. At some point, just stop and choose a scene, like look in one direction, and just look at what you can see, and then at some point shift into the periphery and see how that changes how you're looking at the scene. See if it changes what you notice. Okay, let's do one last exercise before we just go straight to pure walking. And that's, everybody just close their eyes and make sure you're standing like about 3 feet away from someone, or at least 4 feet away, so you're kind of got your own space. And I want you to just sort of feel, close your eyes and just sort of sense what's around you. Just with your sense kind of like, of space. Just noticing kind of, what can you feel about the space around you? What can you sort of feel spatially around yourself? And then I want you to stand with your back to somebody else. So two people just with your backs to each other. So maybe about a foot apart. And keep your eyes closed and just notice if that's any different. What do you notice in terms of presence? Does it feel like anybody's behind you? And what does that sensation feel like? How do you know? And separate a little bit so it's not quite the warmth, so you don't feel the warmth. So maybe just like a half foot apart. Just sensing if you can feel anything there. What's telling you there's a person behind you? When we walk into a room and there's a person in the corner, we immediately see them, but there's a sense of presence too. A feeling of, oh yeah, there's people here. And even right now, this whole scene is the person behind you, but there's a whole bunch of us here. What does it feel like to know there's people here? How do you know? So there's only one last instruction for the rest of this little meditation tour. And that is, once you open your eyes and you start walking, get curious about the presence of nature. Like whether you can actually feel nature around you in some way. So not just all the senses that you're using, but if you think about it, we're so used to not noticing nature. We might notice a plant on the table, but we don't really notice the presence of the plant. Or we go into a forest, but it's only the trees whose presence we really notice. So just being curious, once you open your eyes, can you notice the more subtle presences around us? And what does that feel like? How does it change how you relate to the natural world around you? So when ready, you can open your eyes, and we're almost at the end of the trail, and then we'll turn around and walk back in silence. Oh, and one last thing is we can also do the mindful photography piece, which is just choosing something that kind of captures you and really letting the camera itself be a kind of way of focusing in on that experience, getting curious at it from different angles if you feel like it. But let's explore this presence piece.